I'm so self-conscious.
We online.
I like shopping. Is there anything so wrong with that?
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Self-Conscious Online Shoppers. It's Evie, and it's Sniffle City up in this bitch. I'm sick today, but we have a very special episode. Yes. Like every single episode
we
have.
Every episode we say is a special episode, but this one we're talking about spring trends, like fashion trends, which is a little bit different than what we've done in the past. So, do we want to just dive right in?
Yeah, I think we're just going to go through a list of trends
that we've seen, heard of, read about, watched,
and
maybe
we'll,
worn.
We'll make commentary on it.
The first one that we've seen everywhere is neon. Neon nails, neon clothes, neon shoes, neon bags.
I like neon biker shorts.
Yeah, that's definitely... Oh, biker shorts are definitely another trend, but...
Yeah.
I'm a fan of neon. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. You know what? I always shy away from neon.
I shy away from colors a lot.
Yeah.
Especially neon.
Me too. The one color that I can't... That I feel like I really get behind in my closet is pink. Because I feel like it just... It, like, complements my... skin tone and, like, makes my cheeks rosy, but neon is a thing that I would like to experiment with, but have not in the past. I think when I think of neon, I think of, like, dance costumes.
I like neon a lot for this season because I feel like usually spring is, like, pastel colors and stuff like that, which I love, but neon is just such a bold, like... statement, and I've seen it worn like so many different ways. Like, if they're like sometimes it's just like neon nails, like I was saying, and that's just like a slight neon,
yeah.
And then some people I've seen wearing full neon outfits, and every time I see that, I'm like, okay, like you go,
yeah.
And I just think it's such a statement to wear that, and it just shows that you're like confident, and because you have to be confident to wear neon, like it's a bold choice,
you definitely do. And I think probably wearing neon. Like, forces you to be confident,
mm-hmm.
Because
you're standing
like,
out.
Yeah, I'm wearing neon.
I remember I wore a neon sweater into my French class, and my friend, she was, like, sitting right next to me, and she was like, oh, okay, Cassie's here.
We're doing it.
And I was like, yes, right. I have shown up. I have walked into this room, and I command attention. Anyway, so that's our 2 cents on neon. So another big trend that I think is kind of new, is one shoulder tops, I've noticed. Just the one sleeve.
I feel like they were there, mm-hmm. And then they got lost.
I feel like early 2000s. Early 2000s, it was definitely a thing. I think, I have a theory that, or it's not a theory, it's like a thing that...
I have a philosophy on this.
A lot of people know about this, but it's like fashion trends recycle. So like trends from the, like I remember, what was it, last year, like... 80s, 90s pieces, like 1980s and 90s pieces were like really in. And then I feel like this year it's going to be more like 2000s.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about some of the other things that I think are very 2000s. But I think this one shoulder top was kind of a trend in the 2000s and it, like early 2000s.
Yeah.
Maybe 2010 up till. I'm specifically thinking of like Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus.
You get the best of both worlds.
You get the best of both
worlds.
But
only on one shoulder.
There you go. But, yeah, so I've seen this in, like, obviously tops and dresses, but also bathing suits, I've noticed.
Yeah, it's a big one-shoulder thing. A big thing.
I personally don't know how I feel about it. I haven't tried a, like, one-shoulder top since, like, I was, like, 10 years old and my mom wouldn't let me wear one. But
yeah. Oh, my God, same.
Yeah, I remember that.
I feel like it makes my pancakes... stand out.
Oh, I was like, what are you
like
saying?
Like my underarm like boobage thing, like when you press your arms down, I don't know if it would help or hinder it.
I really don't know. I guess we're not the best on this one because neither of us have really tried it, but
or like I feel like it the I would like to see how it makes my shoulders
yeah
look.
That's what I was gonna say. I was just worried about my shoulders, but I have seen it on people, and I think it looks amazing on them.
So. Yeah.
And I also really like that it's become, like, I feel like one-shoulder tops and things like that were a very, have, like, for the past few years have been a very, like, fancy or, like, you know, you're, like, you're dressing up if that's what you're wearing, but they're kind of making, like, a comeback as, like, a casual piece that, like, I could see people wearing at, like, festivals and concerts and just out and about. And so I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like how you can dress them up and down.
Yeah, I think it's a cool touch on, like, an otherwise maybe bland, like, piece of clothing. Like, if you just have a black bandeau bathing suit, like, that's awesome, and you probably look super great in it.
Mm-hmm. Super dope.
But then if you add just, like, that one strap and that one flare, like, that could make the whole difference of taking mm-hmm. it from, like, a regular bathing suit to, like, looking yeah. high fashion.
Right, exactly. I think all of these trends that we're going to talk about are kind of just, like, little subtle pieces that are just, like, hello, like, I'm here, I'm fashionable, like, look at me, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, and you know what you were saying earlier about recycling fashion? Mm-hmm. I actually have talked about this in my philosophy class, is that our generation is, like, the question is whether or not we're actually doing new things or, like, creating a brand for our own generation, or if we're just taking and, like, remixing things from previous generations. Because you have, like, take the 80s. Mm-hmm. The 80s is the 80s. That's their style. They created that right. for their era. But what are we doing here? We're just taking things from the 80s, mm-hmm. and it's coming back into fashion during our time. So it's a cool question to think.
Yeah, and I think that's a really interesting point, and I just wanted to add on to that. Like, I think it's so interesting how we, things that are going on in the world can be reflected in fashion. And so, like, how you were saying that, like, our generation kind of, not steals from the past, but kind
emulates.
Of...
emulates.
Yeah, yeah.
That might be the... Which, that might be a...
mimics the
that
past.
That might be a totally wrong word.
Mimics the past. And, like, I don't know if that's necessarily... I mean, for something, that's a bad thing. But, I mean, that's a totally different subject to go into. But I was just gonna say, I think it's, like, interesting how things that are going on in the world can be seen in fashion.
Yeah,
so it's not purely like a, like, I think a lot of people sometimes think that fashion is kind of like this, like, oh, like, you're into fashion, like, you know.
Yeah, but it can be it's definitely a tool for expression, and
oh, 100%.
In the same way that a painter paints something on their canvas because they were inspired by something in the real world or because they're frustrated about something, it the same way that a designer might mm-hmm. make a garment,
right?
That's their form of expression.
Yeah, exactly. And also just, like, wearing it in general, like,
yeah,
valuing yourself and valuing what you're wearing, I think is really important. And I think for me, at least, like, when I'm wearing an outfit that I'm super confident in and, like, I feel cool in it and I feel fashionable, I feel so much better about myself and, like, about presenting myself to the world.
Yeah.
So anyway,
and your outfit that makes you feel confident could be a totally different outfit for someone else, and that's what's exactly. so beautiful about fashion is that
yeah.
there's not a singular fashion, it's right. what you make of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I guess that's kind of a disclaimer for this whole episode.
Yeah.
Like, we're saying trends. My microphone just fell.
Yeah.
We're saying
yes,
trends. Just wanted to say, if there's a noise. Anyway, we're saying, like, trends for this season, but that's not necessarily, like, everybody has to like them, everybody has to, like, hate
yeah.
them. You know, it's just
honestly
things that we've,
like,
noticed.
You're gonna buy what you wanna buy, you're gonna like what you like, and
yeah.
I rarely look at trends, and it's probably obvious, but...
Okay, anyway, speaking of trends, the next trend that we were gonna talk about is the cargo trend. So whether that's, like, cargo pants, utility pants, cargo shorts, cargo skirts, cargo dresses, jumpsuits.
Yeah.
I've seen it all. I remember, I distinctly remember, like, maybe, like, 3 years ago, I was shopping with one of my best friends from home, and we were talking about, like, trends that we, like, never want to come back. And I distinctly remember being like, ugh, I hate cargo pants. Like, I hate them.
Like, my cargo dad, Bermuda shorts.
Oh, my God, no. But, like, my dad wears cargo pants all the time, and me and my mom always make fun of him for it, and, like, he's probably gonna listen to this and be like, ha, like, you didn't like my cargo pants, now they're in style. But, like, I just think I always hated cargo pants so much, but now I'm really, really into it. I think they're so cool.
I just bought a pair of camo cargo pants. And those are the two things that I thought I would never have in my closet ever is camo. Well, I mean,
it's purple
camo. I can't see it. I can't see them.
Ha 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 ha. Funny.
Okay. I just wanted to at least make one joke about camo in my lifetime. And cargo pants. But honestly, they're the comfiest pair of pants that I own. So much wind, so much air gets in there. A lot of circulation. So it's not only good, it's not...
And there's so many pockets.
It's not only beneficial for your fashion, it's also beneficial for your health.
Okay. Anyway, I was just going to say that there's a lot of pockets. They're really comfortable, utilitarian. No, that's not the word I'm looking for.
No, yeah, they are.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
They have a good use.
They have a very good use, and I'm glad they're a trend. Because I think they're cool.
I think they really, like, especially if you have pattern ones, they really spice up an outfit, you know? Spice it up. You can, like, put a plain sweater on top of them, and they look dope as fuck.
Yes. Okay. This next trend is pretty specific, but I read about it in, I think it was, like, a Marie Claire, article or something.
And oh, my dear.
I know. And I was just, I've been thinking about it because I literally have one of these in my shopping cart right now. Anyway, they're called peasant tops or, like, milkmaid tops, I've seen them called, too.
Yes.
And I am loving them. I think they're so cool.
Like, me too.
They're very, like, and it gives this total, like, juxtaposition to the cargo pant trend because the peasant tops are very, like, flowy and, like, airy and, like, girly, I would
say. Yes, I always like a blouse that makes me feel like I live in the Swiss Alps.
Right? I know. And I was just, like I was saying, they just are so opposite from cargo pants. Being, like, this kind of, not I wouldn't say, rough. Like, gritty, but, like...
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, like, rougher, just, like I said,
yeah.
And I, like you were saying earlier about, like, how one person's confident outfit might not be somebody else's confident outfit, kind of goes the same for trends. Like, you have a collection of all these different trends, but it's not necessarily that they're all going to be for one person.
Yeah.
Or... Maybe you do love all the trends, but you're not necessarily going to wear them all together and right. Different vibes for different... I just think it's interesting that so many different things can be popular, but not necessarily be the same idea or same theme.
Right.
Because I feel like peasant tops are just totally opposite from cargo pants.
Definitely. And, you know, peasant tops are very... Like, while cargo pants might be very 90s, 2000s... Peasant tops are very 70s.
Yeah.
So that's, again, like, that recycling of fashion. Right. But I do love a good off-the-shoulder top.
Yeah, that was, yes. Yeah. And I think peasant tops, I was going to say that wasn't the top that I was thinking of, just because the one that's in my shopping cart is different. But,
Wait, what does it look like?
It's more of, like, a...
Because when I think of peasant top, I think of, you know, like, it's the kind of cinchy stitching around the top, and you put it off your shoulder, and it's kind of billowy
sleeves. It's definitely, like, billowy, but the ones I'm thinking of are more, like, button-up kind-ish, and it's, like...
Like a tunic?
A little bit.
Oh, like a pirate shirt.
A little bit, but they can also be fitted. It's just like,
it's a little piratey.
It's not necessarily, well, it's not exactly this one, but it's not
necessarily. Okay, maybe it's like, just because she's in front of an ocean.
Yeah, I think that's what you're thinking. But it's not necessarily that a peasant top is a certain kind of shirt. It's just like an idea of a shirt. Basically being like billowy, airy, like light.
Mountain girl.
Yeah.
Heidi.
Peasant.
Think Heidi.
Milkmaid. that's the best way I can think to describe it. Anyway. So moving on from that one. this is moving more into accessories and, like, not exactly clothing items, but chunky jewelry. Like, a lot of it, too.
Yes.
I have noticed is a big thing. And this also goes back to early 2000s, I think. Especially with the cargo pants and, like, the chunky jewelry. And And especially, like, I've noticed a lot of, like, thick chains being, like, a thing.
Yes.
And you can get those from, like, Forever 21, like, fast fashion kind of things from, like, Bershka.
You know what I like? I like chunky, like, rings and earrings, mm-hmm. but I like thin necklaces.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like thin necklaces, like, accentuate
mm-hmm.
the neck more. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Because you would think it would be the other way around.
Right. I'm also a big fan of layering necklaces. Yes. So, like, I've seen, like, a lot of, like, you do, like, one chunky necklace and then a bunch of, like, thinner necklaces. I think that's really cool. I think that, like, this trend of big jewelry or, like, statement jewelry is going along with the neon thing. And it's just kind of a way to, like, be like, yep, like,
I'm here.
Like, look at me, kind of. Not look at me, necessarily, but, like, I'm fashionable.
Yeah.
I put thought into this.
I wish I was better at jewelry, because if you see me, I'm usually just wearing, like, I have two rings that I wear almost every day, and then, like, I switch out my thin necklaces. But honestly, I'm, like, really lazy when it comes to jewelry, and I wish I was better at it, but you know what I've been thinking about? Because Tan France on Queer Eye said it.
Oh my god.
He was like, I love a...
Don't try me.
I love a chunky ring situation. And I was like, oh, yes. And he was talking about on men. And that is very... And then I was looking at Harry Styles. Because I also do that. But... but he was wearing really chunky rings. And they're super hot.
I like chunky rings. Yeah. On myself and on other people.
Me too. There's something... Because hands are, like, I don't know, dainty?
All right.
I don't know. Maybe it's the same idea with, like, a neck or, you know, that the rings somehow, like, make your hands look like piano hands.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I tend to wear a lot of jewelry. Like, right now I'm wearing two necklaces. I always wear my two rings. And then I have, like, I have three piercings in one ear and two in another. And I always wear, like, this bracelet. So, like, I tend to wear a lot of jewelry.
Yeah, you do a good job with your jewelry, and I always... it's never lost on me how good your jewelry looks.
Why, thank you.
Also, I don't get... You know, this is fashion confusion time. I don't know when I should wear gold jewelry and when I should wear silver jewelry. And honestly, I mix them. I mix them hard.
Well, I have this one ring that has... My sister and I have the same ring. And a lot of other people I've seen have this.
I'm sorry, I'm dying.
But my sister and I bought this ring for her when I went to college.
Yeah.
So we had, like, something to look down on and be like, oh, there. Like, there's my sister.
She's there.
Anyway. But it has... It's gold and silver, and I kind of use that as, like, my... I'm like, okay, I've got gold and silver on this one ring, therefore I can mix all my metals. So then my other ring is gold, my bracelet that I always wear is silver, and then I usually am wearing gold necklaces, but then my earrings are always silver, too.
Yeah.
So I definitely mix jewelry and... I mix metals, and I don't... Like, I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, honestly, I don't...
Like, I never, like... there's a right way to do it, and there's a...
Yeah.
Like, if you're... I get why it's always been, like, taboo, because I see it, like, sometimes it's just, like, really, like, you just kind of threw that together.
Yeah.
Not saying that you can't do that, to each their own, but I get that. It's just I like the jewelry because I like it, and I just want to wear it, so.
But honestly, I don't notice, like, if someone does it, I don't necessarily notice. I think maybe the trick to it is, and... I don't know, maybe Stacy from What Not to Wear can help me with this.
Stacy London.
But if I... Wait, her name's Stacy London?
Yes.
Stacy London and Tan France?
Oh my god, get out.
Is that kind of, like, a little bit weird?
Okay,
that they both have
both
have geographical last names?
I think we need to change our last names. Anyway.
And, but maybe it's that, like, they can't be on the same... surface, you know? Like, if you have...
Maybe, but I've also seen people wear, like, a silver and a gold necklace, and it looks really cool. So, you just have to do it right, I think. Or do it right. I don't know.
I think I'd have to do a little research.
I think it's really to each their own. If it looks good, it looks good. If it doesn't, whatever. That's why, like, fashion rules, I always kind of have a problem with those, because, like,
Like, what, fashion is supposed to be, like, yourself, like, you expressing yourself. Yeah. It's, like, you don't have rules, per se, in art, so, like, why should you have fashion rules? That's why I always have problems when, like, magazines publish, like, rules to, I don't know. That's just my
opinion. I don't like to play by the rules.
Anyway, moving on, dad sneakers.
Trend. You know I love the dad sneakers. Oh, me too.
We both have Filas. Our Fila,
Fila gang.
What are they called? Why can't I remember the name?
Destroyers.
Disruptors.
Oh, disruptors.
And then, like, the Nike Air Force Ones, platform ones.
Are those really dad shoes, though?
I think they're on the verge of I just between, feel like they're Supergas high-top and
sneakers.
Yeah. No, not the high-top ones. The ones that are, like, low-top. They're more like
no, not the high top ones. When I say high top, I mean like high platform. Yeah.
Okay. I think they're chunky. I don't know if they're necessarily dad sneakers.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe that's more the trend that I'm thinking of is like chunky sneakers, not quite dad sneakers.
Yeah, but like Fila's, like I think when I think dad sneaker, I think of like the bottom having zigzag things on them. Yeah. So no, I know what you mean. Maybe Fila's are
definitely dad. I mean the Fila disruptors. We can't just say Fila's because. There's a lot of different kind of Filas, but true. Fila disruptors, I think they're definitely a dad shoe, but then I think the trend in general is more of, like, a chunky shoe, because, like, platform Supergas are super in, too, and those are definitely not dad shoes, they're just kind of chunkier.
I think it's also, like,
going along.
Are
with
they
the
a little
jewelry.
Bit ugly, and in which case, yes, dad sneaker, but also very cool.
But it's also like, okay.
Yeah, because when I showed my mom, like, because I got my Filas for Christmas, I was like, you know, these are the shoes that I want. She's like, they're a little bit ugly.
So I bought my Filas.
That's cool.
Oh, exactly. I bought my Filas in September, like, right as they were starting to be a thing. And I remember showing my mom. So I bought them, like, here at school. So my mom, like, didn't see them, whatever. Went home for Thanksgiving, and I wore them. And she calls them my Jimmy shoes. Because of this episode of Seinfeld where this guy named Jimmy wears these shoes that make him jump really high, and they're, like, super chunky, so every time she sees me wearing them, she's like, oh, your Jimmy shoes. They're your Jimmy shoes. Anyway, so I guess chunky sneakers or Jimmy shoes are very in trend.
I think in style.
On trend.
Yes. I really like them. Also, they make my legs look super long. And as a shorter person...
I'm shorter than you.
Okay, We're still on the same end of the spectrum.
Yes, that's true.
They make my legs look longer because they give me a little extra boost.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
I agree. So I think that's all we have to talk about.
Yes, we have a poll.
Yes, we do.
A fashion-related poll. And the question is, do you plan your outfit to match your shoes, or do you plan your shoes to match your outfit? And when I say plan, I use that loosely because I'm not, like, up at 10:30 at night planning my outfit for the next day.
I wouldn't say I'm up at 10:30 at night, but when I'm going to bed, I'm
kind of... Oh, wait, I am up at 10:30 at night, but
I... Oh, yeah, I'm always up at 10:30 at night, but I'm usually, like, thinking about... I don't know. I like to think about what I'm going to wear.
Yes.
A little bit, just because it's fun. Anyway, yes, I plan my outfit, and then I just add the shoes, I think. Unless I bought new shoes and I want to plan it around.
I think
shoes.
I do too, but I wish I was more into shoes so that I could do it the other way.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Anyway, that's the end of this episode. Let us know if there are any trends we missed out on.
Hasta la vista.
See you later.
It's been a real slice.